It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR1 stations every Friday afternoon as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Every week, we try to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the Salvation Army. And after 3 years of doing Helping Hand, I realized it was time to get them onto the program because they do a lot of good work, and that's one of those names we've all grown up with as sort of a symbol of helping out those in need. Our guest is Major John Chamness, who is the Divisional Leader of the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands, and we're thrilled to welcome him to both Hawaii Public Radio and Helping Hand. Aloha, John.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
You are quite welcome. And the Salvation Army's programs are many. The work that you guys do is, it sets an example, really, for a lot of folks. A lot of times people can go through almost their whole life without ever thinking about giving back to anyone. And maybe something terrible happens to them and they realize how much they have to be grateful for. Maybe it's a loved one passes on. Maybe they lose the ability to walk or see. Who knows what it is. But it's sort of a blessing when you can get there without some kind of trouble in your life. And as I said, I really mean it from the heart. You grow up, you see the Salvation Army symbol. You think of people helping those in need and doing good. And I know that you guys around the holidays, you don't only address short-term immediate needs. You also help increase an individual's sufficiency for the long term. It's a quote I believe you said. Can you explain it?
Yeah. So certainly the Salvation Army is very visible during the Christmas season. This is one of those times of year that you see our traditional Christmas kettles out at your favorite department stores across the state. And that's been a longstanding tradition for almost over 100 years now, where, you know, when you watch movies or TV shows during Christmas, you'll often see a guy standing next to a door ringing a bell. And so that's a great opportunity for us to highlight our programs and the things that we do not only at Christmas Day, but year round, as you stated. You know, we're not just an organization that helps out during Christmas, although we do a lot of good and help a lot of people. In fact, last year alone, we provided over 39,000 gifts to Keiki and Kapuna across our state to ensure that both our kids as well as our seniors who are in need had a new Christmas toy or Christmas present.
The Angel Trees program, is that what?
That's correct. Yeah, that Angel Tree program that's been a longstanding, again, program of the Salvation Army.
John, how do you get involved with, you know, just as I sort of said, you know, sometimes people, it takes a lot sometimes for folks, and that's I think a sad facet of life. Sometimes others are just, you see young kids, they have that spirit of philanthropy in them. Maybe it's a parent or something that got them into it. There aren't always tragedies that encourage people to give back. What drove you to take on this very special role that you've got?
You know, we're really fortunate that we've got amazing donors here in Hawaii that really support the Salvation Army. And, you know, people come to us for a variety of reasons. At Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of people are thankful for what they have, Dave. And so, you know, that opportunity to serve one of the over 5,000 people that we serve across the state on Thanksgiving Day with a hot meal, that's important for people to get involved in and to participate in something like that, to remind themselves of how grateful they are for what they have, but also to say there are others in our community that are hurting and in need, and they'd like to demonstrate by giving back to others. So it's just really cool to see how people come together.
How long have you done this?
I am in my 28th year now of being a part of the Salvation Army.
And what made you want to do the gig to begin with?
Interesting story, Dave. You know, I grew up in Seattle, and I was attending a church there, a great church, where my grandfather had been a pastor on staff. And I got introduced to the Salvation Army through a friend at work. And I went, and what I saw was a church that actually got out in the streets and actually did what the Bible says. So it was more than just learning or sitting in a pew, but it was actually putting into practice what I was learning and what I was feeling the gospel was telling me to do. So that's what drove me. That's what drives, I think, a lot of the Salvation Army officers, is this passion to give back and to be a part of a giving community to help others.
And is there a, and forgive me if I don't know this, is there a religious connection to the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the really primary parts of who we are. We have a saying, love God and love others. And we think the Bible's really clear on that. Jesus said, you know, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And so there is that religious component. However, we don't require that people getting service from us meet the tenets of our faith. We simply help anybody and everybody In fact, in our mission statement, it says that we don't discriminate, and we've been really good at not discriminating to those that we serve. We serve whoever comes to our doorstep in need of help, as long as we have the resources to do so.
Well, it's a great motivation, and it's cool. It comes in that way. Kind of what you say reminds me of whenever you visit Venice, you could be of any kind of religion. You go in any church, and you're welcome in those churches.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Right, but it has that sort of we welcome all kind of feel, which is, just came to mind. And when it comes to the holiday times, like Christmas, you guys have an initiative to buy meals, clothes, and more for those in need. People can make a $25 donation.
You can make a donation of any size. In fact, a lot of people, when they come up to one of our kettles, they'll apologize and say, I only have a few coins to give. But actually, one third of our kettle income comes from coins alone. So we say, put your change in and change comes out. And that change is the transformed lives that the Salvation Army sees every day through our drug and alcohol treatment programs, through our soup kitchens, through numerous programs that we have across the state that really impact individuals and families' lives.
How much dough do you guys get in change? Because I think that is interesting. I have Ronald McDonald House, Gene from there. He's been on many times, and it's a staggering amount of change they get, which is it's inspiring. Yeah. Because you're in the McDonald's, you see the thing. Yep. So you guys, it brings to mind. Is there an interesting figure on that?
Yeah. So our goal this year is about $1 million. Last year we raised just under $900,000 through our Red Kettle campaign, and about a third of that, so $300,000, just in coin.
And it shows a lot of little things can add up and make a huge difference.
Well, it demonstrates to me that no matter your capacity to give, everybody can give something. Right. And that little bit does make a difference.
Yep, that certainly does. That's a huge, a third of $1 million is definitely, it's very impressive. Addiction treatment services. You hear a lot about the plague of ice, meth, all kinds of things. It could just be alcohol, really. A lot of things can affect you negatively. And you offer this adult rehab, family treatment services. You want to shine a little light on that?
Yeah, certainly. Crystal meth is certainly something that's destroying the fabric of our community. And it is just, 75% of those that we treat. And last year we treated about 4,500 individuals across the state through our three addiction treatment programs.
4,500?
Yep. Every year, about that many. And these are both men and women. We have one of the programs that we have, Family Treatment Services. It's the only program like it in the state of Hawaii where mom can actually be reunited with baby or deliver baby while she's in treatment. So often baby is suffering from some of the effects of mom's drug abuse or alcohol abuse. And so we work with baby to help baby, but also to help mom understand what it means to be a mom. Many of these girls got started with gateway drugs like marijuana or alcohol, and then that advanced to, eventually to crystal meth or something like that. And they've just destroyed their lives. And so what we do is we come alongside them and say, you're beautiful, and we want to remind you of who you were created to be and to love on you and to help you to become that person, that whole person again.
Thank God you're there.
Yeah.
Share a holiday feast program.
This is a great partnership with Foodland, and where participants or our customers can go into Foodland and they can help us to ensure that families have a great meal during the holiday season. So they actually, customers at Foodland can buy a feast for a family in our community, and then we ensure that food certificate gets to that family, and then they can go out and buy the items on that list and have a great holiday meal.
And I can just add, that's cool that it's easy for folks to do, kind of like the kettles.
Tree. Yeah, and like the angel tree as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is cool. It's like you're in the grocery store anyway. You can do this and have really made a difference, and with a reliable partner like yourselves to do it too. That's another great thing about, there's a lot of nonprofits and there's a lot of people trying to do good. You guys just have such an established reputation that you use a sense of confidence in.
I think that's an important thing, to have trust in a nonprofit. And we've been here in Hawaii for almost 125 years now. We've been worldwide for 151 years. We're in 128 countries across the world. We're a well-established organization. And you know that when you give your money to the Salvation Army, that 82 or 83 cents out of every dollar goes right back to direct service. It doesn't...
Not for administration, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And that's what I think a donor wants to know, that their money wasn't spent on something that...
Yep.
Didn't go where they wanted to go, to people. They wanted to go to the help that they thought it was going to go to. And that's what we do.
There's a group of people that are often forgotten about, and those are people who are disabled or otherwise have extra challenges and struggles in their life that I know your Adult Day Services helps to provide support for, enrichment, if you want to give a plug to that. Very, I mean, because like I said in introducing you, there's so much that you do throughout the year, and I'm sorry it took 3 years to get you on Hope in Hand, but I'm very aware of these other assets to the community, and that's one of them.
Yeah, the challenge oftentimes is describing exactly what the Salvation Army does. And so we just like to say we're doing the most good with your resources that you've entrusted us with. But our Adult Daycare program is something that's been, 30, 35 years or more now. And it's an opportunity for those that need adult daycare where their family member can drop them off for the day and be assured that their adult family member is being well taken care of while they're off doing work or whatever it is that
safe.
They do. Yeah, it's a great safe environment. We've got great staff there that have, you know, not only, they have lots of great activities that the family member can be involved in while they're in our care. So it's a beautiful program.
Now, those are very important. And that's a segment of people, like I said, that there's a lot of ways, whether it's the addiction, whether it's looking after your loved ones and people you care about who are disabled and in need, who are adults. There's a lot of ways that this organization is helping people out. The as we talk about ways to help you guys in your mission, your publicist was kind enough to create a Most Important Needs by Island list, which I really got to thank David Sayer. Is that how you pronounce
that? That's correct,
name?
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that he did this. And so I want to throw these out there because this is among the most affluent groups of folks listening right now who are going to be hearing this in the 5 o'clock hour driving home on a Friday. And let's dial in on the Garden Isle. I know there's a need for a Ford F-150 truck.
We need a pickup truck of sorts. This would get used for a variety of things, from picking up things for our thrift store, for picking up food for our food. We actually have two soup kitchens on Kauai where every day people in need on Kauai can go to get a hot meal, families or individuals. And so we need something to go and pick up the food from the food bank or from whatever store that we purchased that from. So that would be a great thing for the island of Kauai for us to provide some kind of a pickup truck that could also tow our emergency vehicle.
Emergency canteen trailer. So anybody who would like to help you with that, you'll be interested. I'll be giving your contact info in a moment, but you'd be interested in hearing from someone who wants to support you with a pickup truck. They have listed Ford F-150, but something along those lines for the Garden Isle. So that's one major need that they've got right now. And then also there's a building renovation that's going over there with new windows and doors.
Yeah, so that building was actually impacted pretty significantly during Hurricane Iniki back in 92. We still have issues with that building today. So windows and doors, just really practical things to...
Handyman, what are we thinking in terms of...
Well, it's actually putting in new doors and windows. So
cash, what would do it?
Yeah, I think the budget that we have for that is about $123,000 to put in all new windows and all new doors in that building.
If there's a contractor, somebody who wanted to help you with labor or some of the supplies, you'd be interested in hearing.
Absolutely,
Okay, that's cool. It's good to know. Turning our attention to the biggest island in the state, such beautiful terrain, so many people in need, though. The TSA Ohana Keiki Preschool Program for Hawaii Island, fans, mats, cubbies, explain.
Yeah, so we have a 75-child daycare center in Kona, and we have a building that needs ceiling fans just to make sure that the building stays cool for the kids that are in the daycare or preschool program there, and some mats for them to sleep on, and little cubbies where they can put their slippers, their shoes, or whatever that might be. So that's just a really practical sort of item for the kids in our preschool program.
So again, if there's somebody who wanted to, maybe somebody doesn't have the dough, but they can provide the labor, they're a contractor, they have that experience in doing that.
That'd be great.
You've been wanting to hear from that. Or people who can provide, what are these, ceiling fans?
Yep, ceiling fans, just installing some, you know, good ceiling fans that can move a lot of air.
And if someone wanted to learn about how to get you the mats or something like that, they can, again, be calling, checking in here with, and I'll have the contact info, but this is for Hawaii Island to help out there and helping out kids in need. Turning to the Valley Isle outdoor basketball court. Now, this sounds a little bit on the recreation side, but certainly things like that are important for kids to keep them out of doing other things which aren't so productive.
Yeah, you know, so many studies say if a kid is involved in some kind of recreational program or educational program or church program, they're less likely to get involved in risky behavior. So we've had longstanding youth activities and youth programs on the Valley Isle in Kahului, and we've got the space. We just need somebody to help us to put in a little concrete basketball court where kids can come after school or on Saturdays or during the summer and be involved in constructive activity and not destructive activities.
You said it, brother. Kahului Core, and again, another opportunity. So I'm just calling this out to our affluent listeners driving in that really nice vehicle right now, cruising home to your big house and your family. And these are ways that you could help out right in your backyard. Turning our attention to the Honolulu area, last but certainly not least. Scholarships for this camp, $500 per camper. Again, it's on that theme we were just talking about, helping kids to be involved in constructive behavior.
Yeah, most of the kids that come to us, we have about 400 kids that come to our summer camp every year.
Homolani?
Camp Homolani. It's on the North Shore. We've been there since about 1945. And
Where is that on the North Shore?
So heading out towards Kiana Point, it would be as you're heading out
by the airport there?
Before Dillingham, a couple miles before Dillingham.
But in that general, huh?
It's just off of Olohio Street on Wailua, right on Crozier Drive. So we're right on the ocean. It's a great venue. And these kids, most or not all of them, would be coming from low-income housing units. They come from neighbor islands as well as from Oahu. Mm. But it's a great experience to get these kids into a camping experience for a week where they get three square meals a day. They get a great place to sleep. They get to be involved in great fun activities and crafts and all sorts of fun things.
And I'm imagining, and you'll point it out if I'm wrong about this, but they're also going to kind of learn about the spirit of giving back and helping by doing this.
You know, they learn all sorts of things at camp. For some of these kids, they've never been off maybe a neighbor island. Many of these kids, when they come to us, they come not with a suitcase or some fancy bag, but it's usually a plastic bag with their clothing and maybe a sheet or a blanket. So these kids really come with very little when they come to us and have an amazing week at camp.
$500 per camper is what it costs to sponsor an underserved youth, a member of the local community here in the Aloha State. And as you pointed out, some very humble origins that some of these folks are facing. Yeah. Same facility. You've got some cabins there that need flooring, solar fans, new lighting and painting, cabin upgrades. So this sounds like both people who have dough who want to help out, but again, people who've got skills can also, this is a great volunteer opportunity.
It would be a great opportunity for a group to come together to help us paint these cabins. We need to put in new flooring. The vinyl flooring is all falling apart, we don't have very good ventilation inside these cabins, so we want to install some solar ceiling fans that would draw the hot air out and bring the cool air in. This is the cabins where these kids would sleep during the summer, so we're looking for somebody to help us with that. It's about $8,000 per cabin, $40,000 altogether to redo these cabins upright.
But as you pointed out with the kettles, it's about every little bit helps. So somebody who wants to give a little piece of that, or somebody who's got an idea for supplies, somebody who owns a bunch of supplies, they can all get involved. It's both an opportunity to give, but also to give of your time and with your skills, correct?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And there is, we were talking about the adult day, and I'm not entirely sure if this is connected to it, I am thinking it is. Support kitchen upgrades for the adult day, Health Smart Snack Healthy Eating Program.
So we've got a very old building with a very old kitchen, we just want to do some upgrades to this kitchen so that we can provide this healthy snack to the adults that are involved with that adult daycare program. And so we need about $49,000. That's the contract amount to fix up this kitchen and to, you know, bring it up to standards so that we're serving the proper things to our clients.
And there's opportunities if somebody's got an inroad or does for their business selling kitchen appliances and that sort of thing, it would be useful?
It would be more commercial grade because we're using it for commercial purposes. Yeah. If they've got commercial grade appliances, that's what we'd be looking for.
Yeah, it's a small community. You never know. Somebody listening, that's what their uncle does. That's what their brother does. You know, but that's the kind of thing you're looking for. And then renovation work, also contracting work in that?
Counters, sinks, cupboards, things like that. Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're looking to get to identify. Apartment building for Pathway of Hope. Donated apartment building of any size to be used for housing needed for women and children in transition. Is this homeless kind of transition?
So the women that we treat at our facility down in Kaimuki, that family treatment services, when they complete that program, they have a very difficult time finding safe, secure housing, especially when they have a child. As we all know, housing is incredibly expensive here in Hawaii. And if you've got a mom that is just coming out of treatment, she really doesn't have any savings established yet. She doesn't have a job yet. She doesn't have many things lined up. She needs a place to go. Otherwise, she's going to go back to that environment that caused her to be in her addiction in the first place. So we really need an apartment building, a 10, 20-unit apartment building, where we can house that mom and baby and kids so mom can be reunified, so that mom that has already started on a pathway of hope, a pathway of success, we can help her to continue that. Studies have shown that if we can provide housing, jobs, and connection to a new community, people that are coming out of drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs will go from almost 80% recidivism down to 20% recidivism. So this has an economic impact on our community if we're able to do this. If we're able to provide that housing for these ladies, it improves their lives, it improves our society, our community, everything.
On a parallel sort of note related to that, though, landlords who are, so this is people making a transition and you're looking for landlords to be willing to rent to women and children who are in need and making transitions, I'm assuming.
Yeah, same clients. So it's the same folks coming out of treatment, the men and women both. And we just need safe, secure housing. We guarantee that we will ensure the safety of that housing. We actually put a live-in manager that will live in that apartment building or live in that apartment to make sure that the clients that we have staying there take care of it and follow the program that we've got them in.
For folks who feeling generous, feeling like they've got a lot to be grateful for in your life and you want to try to give back and take a stand on any number of these issues at any different level, there's something for everyone in John's wish list that we've got here. And you'll correct me if I have any of this wrong, but I have, you can call them at 808-988-2136.
That's correct, yeah.
You can find them online at hawaii.salvationarmy.org.
That's correct. Perfect.
When you're there, you can find contact information for a variety of specific ways to support them. It's sort of broken out by different areas to be able to reach them there. I don't have a generic email address for you guys. Is such a thing, or is it just based on going to the website and seeing the different areas?
Yeah, so I believe there is a way on our website where you can contact a specific individuals, but Tatsu Sasaki would be a great person to talk to, Jennifer He, if you want to find out more specifics about some of the projects that we have.
Sure, and you can obviously just call them and just say, hey, I want to help, who do I talk to about doing this?
Absolutely.
Doing that. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram. Best of all, they're on hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments are archived. You can find the contact information that they've provided. You can find the full radio interview, the radio feature, and you can find all of our other Helping Hand guests archived and waiting for you. In the same fashion at hawaiipublicradio.org, where we've been doing this for a while, and it's kind of nice to finally, in a roundabout way, return to what is sort of one of these massive organizations that does a lot of good. And I hope that you feel like we've kind of illustrated that it's a lot more than just the kettle. And the kettle's a huge thing, and it's $300,000+ in change that comes in, which is awe-inspiring because that's a lot of little donations that add up to a bunch of noble missions, whether it's adults who are disabled and need help during the day, whether it's people who have gotten on the wrong path with drug addiction and need help, people who are making transitions and need a roof over their head. You guys are involved in a lot of things, kids that need a helping hand. And is there something, before I outro us, is there anything else that you feel like, I wish he had brought this up or that, or there's a certain area, the floor is yours.
Dave, I think what I would just want your listeners to know is how much we appreciate the way that people across the state of Hawaii have supported the Salvation Army over the years. And know that when you give to the Salvation Army, you can trust that that dollar actually gets to those in our community that are in need.
82 to 83 cents on the dollar.
That's right.
It's really nice to hear. It's Major John Chamness, Major John Chamness, and he's dressed like a major, too. It's very impressive. Divisional leader of the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands. an honor to have you here on the show, and really, really, really admire what you guys are up to. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and doing good to come down here and speak with us on Helping Hand.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it. Happy holidays.
You too, brother. God bless.
Yeah.